Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Dance, you fat bitch.
You hear that?
That's awesome.
That's a new one, Nick. Yeah. Got a couple new ones yesterday. Got this one.
Suck it, Jesus.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
I like it.
No, that's an old one. Here's a new one from yesterday.
Suck it, Jesus.
There you go. Man. Your dad be proud, Craig. I told you.
No, he would not.
Your dad be proud.
Not at all.
Merry Christmas.
His son's involved with that. Exactly.
No.
Merry Christmas is exactly right.
Well, his dad
What's
would...
more fun than a bag of dildos?
Yeah.
Nothing.
His dad would at least point out he's adopted.
Got another one. Oh, that's good.
That'd Remember, he's adopted.
Right.
You stupid son of a bitch.
Oh, that's the. Hang on here.
Yeah, that's
it's this one here.
The Corleone.
It's this one.
You stupid son of a bitch.
You get a new one, a stupid son of a bitch?
I thought we did.
No.
Okay. We got a new nice beaver. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice beaver.
And this is out of the blue. This guy just decided to have his daughter say this. And she's cute, too.
Dance, you fat bitch.
She's low voice, too. That's the wrong one.
It's quite the impressionist.
Wow.
She's really good.
Dance, you fat bitch.
I hope she says that in front of maybe her babysitter or something.
Yeah. Her sister.
Yeah.
Grandma.
That'd be perfect.
Anybody's just slightly overweight, they hear that. Even skinny girls think they're heavy, so. You know. What's going on, Craig?
Yeah, but bitch is a unisex term.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Guys can be bitches, too.
Yes, they can.
I know a lot of those.
Yeah.
Dude bitches.
Yeah. Disney World are including Black Santas as part of their festivities at resorts. They didn't put out an official statement, but patrons are making comments.
What did they say?
Thank you.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I would think some patrons might say the opposite of
thank
you.
Well, I didn't read all of them.
Oh, okay.
They don't want to make it great again?
No.
I read one, exactly. And it said, thank you.
I guarantee our governor's against it. Yeah, you can't teach anything about the past. Hang on.
So beware if you're going to Disney World.
You run into
Don't
a black,
let it ruin your day.
It's going to piss off somebody. Yeah.
Oh, that will ruin some people's day.
Right.
That was vacation.
And by the way, for all you kids watching at home, Santa just is white.
How'd you do that?
I was Mixed Master Mike right there, wasn't
I?
And by the way, for all you kids watching at home, Santa just is white.
She's such a horrible
person. Put her
on
the network.
But she actually said that on TV. That was on Fox when she said that.
Well, yeah, that's a receptive audience.
That's just horrible.
The audience went,
That is going to ruin somebody's vacation.
Somebody
was all fine until Santa was black.
This is what's going to. I saw on this on Facebook. I showed this morning to Todd. Some church somewhere looked real too. On their sign out front, I'm not sure if it's local. Probably might not be local. Somewhere in the country, it said, "Santa didn't die for anybody." I'm thinking that's going to freak out some kid going driving. Santa's dead? Santa's alive, kids. Santa's alive and well.
Santa didn't die. Says it right there.
I know.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Santa didn't die for anyone.
So you got to prop up Jesus by hammering Santa?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Why does it seem sadder if Santa's on the cross?
The visual to me seems sad, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Big fat guy on the cross.
Yeah.
Bleeding.
But his from bag his hands, of toys right. Hanging over one of the edges.
Suck at Santa.
Suck at Jesus.
That's horrible.
I know.
Maybe it's because you're used to, you know, envisioning Jesus on the cross. That
suck
you're used
at
to
Jesus.
That.
Yeah, yeah. Your dad be proud, Craig.
No, he would not.
Yeah.
No, he would not.
What if I could like layer those and make it like a children's choir?
Oh, yeah, like a harmony.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I have those tuning in there.
Yeah, we might have to get our buddy Brian if we want to do that, because I don't know if I have that.
Just picture all these kids hanging out, smoking candy cigarettes, drinking alcohol-free.
Well, my favorite
grape
part
juice.
About this is that when the kids grow up and these kids will. Hey, I was the dance you fat bitch girl. And she'll be like 15. Great. Nice meeting you.
Yeah. You still have to turn your homework in.
And once again, we are being reminded that there is a dearth of Santas.
That's great.
We need more.
600 died during COVID. I mean, Santa's helpers, by the way, in case the kids are listening.
Nationwide shortage of Santas due to a supply and demand issue. 121% increase in people trying to book Santa Claus. More than 2,000 hourly gigs have yet to be filled, and 1,300 mall jobs.
It just sounds
that's
like
a lot.
How about
mall jobs?
I like the word mall job.
Right.
How much for a mall job?
How much for a mall job?
Sounds like something happened in the back hallways of the mall.
I think I got a couple of those back in the day. I hung out at the malls when I was a teenager. I got a mall job.
Now we have a new Spotify podcast winner. Top of the heap. This is Devin. 1,696 episodes and a total of 35,722 minutes of this show. Can you imagine listening to 35,722 minutes of this show?
We do.
Yeah, we
no, we don't.
We hear it.
No, we
were
don't.
Here for
no,
it.
We hear it. Yeah.
We'd sit here.
We're present, but we're not hearing it.
Yeah, we
how
hear
many
it.
Goats were banged during that time?
A lot.
Wow.
Spotify does not keep track of that.
Yeah. That was 9 minutes in now. Yesterday was six. That was going to be 9 minutes in. Yeah.
It's a lot of goats.
It is.
That's everybody's 595 hours.
Did somebody say 500?
Well, sure. Nope.
No, they didn't.
No, no, I said 595.
Did not hear that. Did not hear that.
Yeah, I didn't even read that part. Yeah. Devin made a reference to 500. I skipped it.
If we had a kid to sing that song, I'd play that.
Great.
And I would walk. Little kids singing that. That'd be kind of cute.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of steps.
It is.
Little legs.
Bonus if the kid's actually Irish.
Yeah.
Two men pleaded guilty for their roles in the overdose death of rapper Mac Miller. Both men admitted to supplying Miller with counterfeit oxycodone pills laced with fentanyl. Miller got the pills a couple of days before dying at his Los Angeles area home in September of 2018. One of the men admitted knowing the pills contained fentanyl. Third man's also been charged in connection with the death, but that case against him is still pending.
Potato. How much time are they facing?
Not sure.
That sucks. I like that dude.
I don't know who he is, but
a lot of people,
yeah. But don't take fentanyl pills.
Is fentanyl that good a buzz that people are willing
no? It's filler.
To
it's
risk
filler.
Dying
seems like it's filler.
Or do they just not know there's fentanyl in?
Yeah, I think this was a.
I think it's a little bit of both.
No, I think this was a he didn't know type of thing.
Don't be curious, Todd. Every time we bring up drugs, yeah, I never try. I'm curious about that.
That's one you shouldn't play. Yeah, with. Don't do don't, that.
Don't
drug,
do fentanyl.
Kid.
No, that's off the board.
All right.
But I'm just curious of what the...
The charcuterie board to Todd right. Has out. His drug charcuterie board.
What the appeal is.
It is Christmas. A lot of charcuterie boards
that
hanging
people
out.
People will go ahead... You know, people have died from this. But it's a good buzz.
Yeah.
But is that one of those that anybody starts without having like some sort of pain or injury? I mean, because that's what it is. It's a painkiller.
I think so, yeah. It's an opioid, right?
Yeah. It seems like that's always one that, like with Petty and Prince or whoever, yeah. You know, it's they started it because of pain and injuries and
right.
Got hooked.
Right.
No, but they're filler. You know, it's filler for cocaine now.
Well, yeah, but I don't think
so. A lot of people who, you know,
it's cheap. Right, Craig had mentioned it's cheap. That's
gone
why it's
through
filler.
That. Yeah, or snorting fentanyl.
Yeah, but I think a lot of those people don't know they are
wittingly or unwittingly. I'm sure some of them know, and that it provides a bigger buzz. But yeah, you know, I might die. But what the hell?
Yeah, if that's your thing, I don't think it's your thing for long.
No, no, you die.
No, but you're willing to take that chance.
Yeah, those, how do you pronounce it, the charcuterie boards or whatever? How does all that stuff not go bad on the board? Well, I know like meat and cheese tray at Christmas, like the cheese like gets kind of crusty around the edge. Well,
I don't think you leave it out days. If you're a bachelor, you might
but
leave it out
even
days.
A couple hours. Like, doesn't everything start to kind of go stale?
I think it's okay for 7 or 8 hours at a party. But you're right, the cheese starts to harden a little bit. Yeah.
But if you get it at a restaurant, generally it's like an appetizer or something.
Well,
they give you just a tiny bit.
Yeah,
but a party, like I've seen pictures of giant ones.
Right, right.
You got to plan accordingly.
You got to eat that cheese fast.
Oh, okay. The fentanyl's gone. Damn it.
Challenge accepted, Nick.
The fentanyl ball is gone.
Now Christmas sucks.
Where's the knife for the fentanyl ball?
Yeah, ask me to eat the cheese faster. All right. Fine, I'm in. Take some of it, make a hat. Because cheese is a hat.
No, it's not.
You're going to get kicked out of Christmas.
Yep. Put a cheese ball on your head all hammered. Right. Go pack.
Look at me.
Go pack, go.
Like, dude, you should have worn a lampshade. Now you ruined the cheese ball. Yeah.
Researchers in South America have discovered the 3-foot-long skull.
If the state of Wisconsin made a lot of lampshades, that's what they'd be wearing. It was the lampshade state. Packer fans, they'd be wearing lampshades.
All right.
Wide ones for their big fat heads.
Kind of defeat the purpose of going to the game.
Oh, no, they would fashion them accordingly. You know, poke eye holes in it.
Which the Pack got Sunday. Oh, it's a bye week for the Pack.
Yeah, we're off. Yeah. Off this week.
Shouldn't have a bye week this late.
I know.
I think this has got to be one of the latest
ones. Yeah.
Right.
I think this might be the last week of bye weeks.
That's good. Later the better, generally.
Got a little toe, and he's got COVID toe, jackass.
All right, Chocolate Thunder has a little insight on the fentanyl for us.
Okay.
Comes on the Twitter. It's used in harder drugs because it amplifies the buzz of the drug without the user knowing, so they'll either OD because they think it's normal.
Or what more?
Yeah, or overdose chasing the original high.
Great.
Bad stuff.
Thank you.
Man.
Thanks, Chocolate Thunder.
Yeah, I didn't catch that part.
Right.
Yeah.
That explains it perfectly.
Is that like a little white guy's Twitter handle, or is it a big black dude's name? If you're using the Twitter handle Chocolate Thunder, you better be a big brother.
And don't do drugs, kids.
And don't do drugs, that's right. Well, he's warning us. He's saying that's what's bad, right?
I didn't realize.
Did Long Dong Silver check in? That's also a guy. He's a white guy. Long Dong Silver is a white guy.
I don't think he is.
Google that. Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Yeah, there's a white guy with a big long one.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. And you're looking at him.
I'm thinking of a different one.
You're looking at him.
Google Long Dong Silver. Pretty sure he's a white guy. There's a white guy called Long Dong something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
are you Googling that, puss?
Thought he was
he
was a brother.
weird coincidence. Yeah. He already was.
Before I even asked him to.
He
heard the word
now.
Long Dong Silver. Like,
who would have thought?
Yeah.
In fake news, researchers in South America have discovered the 3-foot-long skull of a marine reptile that lived over 100 million years ago.
Yeah, you know what we say about that.
Suck it, Jesus.
They found the preserved fossil in central Colombia. They said it belonged to an ichthyosaur or something like that.
It's a sore.
Yep.
It's a sore.
It's the ichthyosaur. That's what I'll go with.
Ichthya?
Sure.
I-C-H?
I-C-H-T-H-Y.
Doesn't that usually indicate there's some kind of fish?
He did say marine.
Ichthya?
He said marine.
Yeah,
okay.
Marine reptile.
Yeah.
It resembled a porpoise and grew up to 10 feet long.
Whoa.
They say this thing was capable of eating large prey, more fearsome than previously thought. They now say it had an arsenal of teeth for dispatching large prey like big fishes and other marine reptiles.
That's pretty spooky.
Teeth.
No.
Yeah, but this is all fake, though, Craig.
Yeah, that's fake.
That's not only been here 6,000 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you see that,
right,
let everybody know
right.
that you know that that is fake news.
I saw one the other day outside of somewhere in Utah.
Fake.
Said it, I don't know how many millions of years old it was, which lost me right there
because
it can't be more than 6,000. But it's like the biggest living organism on the planet. It looks like a grove of aspens.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 100 acres or so, but it's just, it is one organism because it comes from one root system.
Yeah.
Whoa, pretty fascinating.
That's pretty cool.
Right.
100 acres.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's huge.
Biggest organism on Earth, I think, somewhere in South Central Utah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Health experts say working remotely can increase mental health risks. According to a poll by the American Psychiatric Association conducted this year, a majority of those surveyed said that they are feeling the mental health effects of remote work. Most reported feeling lonely, unable to separate home and work life, feeling cut off from others.
What you feel like that? You know, and a lot of people have done this. Like the whole world is just closing in on you all the time. Hey, this is home. This is work.
You would have to. You would have
There's
to
no
make,
escape.
You'd have to make an effort to leave the house.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. My brother-in-law, he started working at home during the COVID, his office, and now they're staying. The boss said, "Nah, just don't come back."
If I would have worked from home,
he actually likes it. He likes it. Yeah.
I would have found some way,
but I would have to leave the house when you're done.
Yeah.
And I think some of our bosses are working home to certain days now, too. I would have to leave the house physically.
And that's what they say. In order to deal with this, you got to establish a firm schedule for work hours.
Right, that's it.
You got to invest in home office setups that are actually ergonomic.
Right.
Make sure to exercise regularly, which is, sounds cliche, but it's more difficult than ever if you are actually working at home.
Right.
And this perhaps is the most difficult for the people in this room.
Don't day drink while you're working?
No.
Oh, that's a good point.
Be more social with others.
Oh.
That is difficult because this is our social stuff here.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, our job is completely different, though, because we actually just talk to each other the whole five hours. So, but office workers are at home, like my brother-in-law, people like that do stuff at their desk. They're not talking to people.
They aren't talking to anyone.
They might have a meeting once in a while on a phone, a Zoom.
Now, in your brother-in-law's case, is she working at home, too? Are they there together
all the
time?
No, it's a different brother-in-law. He's single.
Oh, okay.
No, so he's by himself.
See, I think that would make a difference.
Yeah.
If you were both there together all the time.
Yeah. Luke says that. You know.
The walls start closing in.
Besides going over to visit your mom, Nick.
Yeah.
Luke's at home with his wife upstairs.
Losing his mind.
Or vice
yeah.
versa.
That's
right. Got to
be worse for her.
Got kids? Are there kids?
Which one?
Your brother-in-law.
No.
Okay.
It's my brother-in-law in this town. You guys know him.
Okay.
He's single, no kids.
Yeah, but you got to have the space. And a lot of times you've got a lot of kids, you don't have the space.
Right.
No. It always bugged me at work that I would try to get people to talk about other stuff, but they always just wanted to talk about work.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is lame.
I think it was you.
It was. Like, anything else going on? They're like, no, we have to get this stuff done. I'm like, again?
We
do this every day.
Every day.
Look, don't talk to Nick. Let's all make a concerted effort. Just freeze him out.
I used to have an accountant. He works at a firm now, my accountant. And he went on his own for about a year. And I went to his house to do taxes 1 year. And I said, how do you like working at home? And he said he would get up every morning and shower and put, you know, slacks and a nice shirt on, because if he didn't do that, he was just come downstairs in his pajamas and do his accounting. He said, I just couldn't do that. I had to do a schedule like that. I don't know how long it lasted. He went back and worked for a firm because that was for money purposes. But I mean, he actually got up and dressed up in his bedroom, came downstairs to his office.
I can see that.
Well, for that kind of job, because he was used to being dressed like that. Now, he didn't wear a tie or anything, but he still wore slacks and shoes, and you know.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah,
the dog's having to do it.
Now we don't do anything when we get up. We put a hat on and barely find our pants.
Right,
but we don't. That's how we look, you know.
Yeah, and maybe that's why I'm having problems. I mean, I get the time schedule, but the dressing up thing is just that. To me, that's.
I wouldn't do that either.
But again, we come in looking like this.
Yeah, we don't. This is our clothing.
Yeah,
right.
Right. He should have leaned into that. He's the accountant in pajamas.
If you're lucky.
Do you really want your accountant in pajamas?
I'd go see that guy.
Add up how many pants I'm wearing. Zero.
I'd come in my pajamas.
Oh, you mean you show up in your pajamas, you mean?
Arrive.
Or arrive in your pajamas.
Or we could meet somewhere in our pajamas.
Come in my pajamas is the name of my firm.
LLC.
Is the name of my firm. LLC, come into my pajamas. Okay, whatever, you get it. Come on back.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.